Mother and Child.
1.
A matter of geometry, these two. Mother and son bisecting desire, trilling between syllables of miracle on the insatiate tip of God's tongue. Plotting points of spirit, cum body, cum solitude, across the palette of this Cartesian life. Like Euclid pictured space, cropped it tight, then pinned it to his wall. Dressed the plane's blank stare with theorems intersecting as bodies at birth. Flesh strung on strands of 1.618. Golden ratio, flung lasso-like from Gabriel's tongue around Mary's vestal flame, around Elizabeth's reproach. A woman, kneeling bedside, telling tissues wrung dry as a rosary run out of beads. As her uterus chapped like a mid-drought riverbed, no rain to replenish the abyss. No rain to bed dust stirred by mourning dove's grief. No rain to tune her divining rod to God's promises. 2. After the in vitro fell through, she laughed with Sarah, patron saint of laughing at God's vows through deprivations bearing down. Birthed one grand guffaw as Sarah brushed hope-like dust from a 90-year boom, strung motes of desire on golden strands, then willed her the rosary. Suggested she hold tight the umbilical, telling its folds until God gave in, said he'd trade her maternity for that altar of a laugh she'd knelt at 10 years, stained month after month with grief's insatiate memory. 3. The morning she rang with her adoption news, late teenage birth mother, boy due in a month, and her, without crib, clothes, blankets, her guest room of a nursery barely broken in beyond a few days' hospitality. The Annunciation half-raptured, half-stalled through the line, as if she thought the angel divining her son from that womb of a crystal ball would say, "He's yours," fingers crossed behind the vow. Not that I blame her hesitation. Subtract 7 years from that minor denouement and you've got the elegy she hyphenated upon hearing we were pregnant. That makes me so mad. Meaning, cruel logic this, sibling mathematics. 3 years I've squared flesh by my husband's flesh, primed numbers with an actuary's acumen, and all I get? Endometriosis, divided by infertility stigma in the state of, so, how many kids? While they slipped out of contraception a month, and voila, fruit the size of my desire. God? That makes me so mad. I never told her I heard her post-benediction more petition than expletive. Never confessed that her brooding slipped through as she turned from my call to refuge in wrath equals grief equals me. Holding the dial tone 7 years. Counting the absence beneath her words like abacus beads. Keeping track of the meter until she could shape her next line around, "He's mine." Breath compressed, released, caressed across the palate to relief. Zachary. Zachary. Name moist enough to tame the cowlick thick like hers across his pate. Enough to swaddle him to sleep the first night, and the second, third, fourth, fifth, he cozied into the hollow worn beneath her breast by infertility's slow drip, gnawing constant as incontinent pipes up 10 years with the pinch, and slept. Slipped in and out of infancy while she traced his fingers tied as rosary beads across his palm. Amen. Counted again. More slowly then, as she timed her body to his. His rise, fall, rise, against her slight repose. As she mapped his subtle topography into the golden bloom of dawn.